1 Peter 1, 3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. That was just two sentences. The first sentence says, praise God. And the second sentence tells why we praise God. And it crams a whole bunch of the gospel story into one sentence with a whole bunch of commas. It begins by saying, according to his great mercy. That's where the gospel starts. We wouldn't have a gospel story if our God didn't have great mercy. It says, he has caused us to be born again. That's what his mercy led him to do, was to give us new birth. We don't talk enough about being born again. It's a miracle. We've been given the gift of dying to the old self that is messed up in sin and rising in the new life that Christ gives. And it is God who causes this new birth. And it says the new birth is into a living hope. Being born again, we enter into a living hope. Our life is full of hope. This is what makes the living hope possible. Christ has risen from the dead. Then there's another comma, verse 4. To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. The living hope is a great place to be, but it's hope of something. It is not the final destination. And that hope is for an inheritance that never ends. It's perfect. And it says it's kept in heaven for you. That seems like it would be a good place to stop the sentence that God has great mercy. We've been born again. Now we have a living hope made possible by the resurrection of Christ. And that hope is in an inheritance that will never fade in heaven for us. But then when Peter says that word you, he wants to define who you are. So he puts another comma and verse 5, you who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In addition to all the other great truths in this sentence, we have the truth that we are being guarded by God. What has he not provided for us? We have new life. We have hope. And now as we journey in this life, waiting for that inheritance, he lovingly guards us as his. What a sentence, and what a God. Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak Lord, your servants are listening.